Well, the committee of the upper house of Russian parliament has recommended that the National Security Council change the rules on the use of nuclear weapons. The non-binding recommendation relates to a response to a hypothetical use of hypersonic and other non-nuclear strategic weapons against Russia. The announcement comes after President Vladimir Putin warned the United States against its decision to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. He vowed that Moscow will be ready to take concrete steps should the U.S. deliver on its announced plan. In October, U.S. President Donald Trump said he had decided to exit from the landmark bilateral nuclear arms control treaty. Crossing over to London, joined by Alexander Mercuris, editor-in-chief of theduran.com. Thanks so much for being with us. What do you make of this statement coming out of the Russian parliament?
I think what it suggests is that the Russians are moving more towards a situation where they are dropping their position of no first use of nuclear weapons, and that they're working towards reducing the time for reaction to attacks upon their territory. So we're going to get into a situation where if Russia is attacked by hypersonic weapons or by conventional non-nuclear weapons, that the Russians will leave it to themselves to respond to that attack, and will do so very rapidly without perhaps taking the careful steps that they have been taking up to now to check where that attack is coming from. In other words, the nuclear thresholds are becoming increasingly threadbare, and that is something that should concern everyone.
Why do you think that Donald Trump decided to actually remove the United States from this treaty? What is he after?
Right, I think, first of all, it's important to understand that this Russian reaction is a response to that withdrawal from the treaty, because it means that US missiles, potentially based in Europe, can attack Russia at far shorter time intervals than previously. Trump did it for two reasons. Firstly, because he and his advisor, John Bolton, do not want any constraints on US military power. John Bolton is a long-standing opponent of arms control treaties. The INF treaty is one of them. The second is that I think that they believe, Trump and Bolton, that the US gains advantages by pulling out of this particular treaty. They can forward position nuclear weapons against Russia in Europe, and they can do the same against China in the Pacific, and they can do the same thing against other countries in all sorts of places. But we see what the response is, a shortening of the nuclear thresholds, in other words, the time involved in responding to a nuclear attack, which, let us be very clear, is a very great danger to world peace.
Would not they think that this is a possibility before pulling out of this treaty? Do you not think that Washington thought about the possibility that obviously Russia is going to respond accordingly?
I think that some people in Washington are aware of this and no doubt pointed it out. I mean, it is known that some people in the Pentagon were against scrapping this treaty. But I think that Trump and Bolton don't really care, because I think they see these measures taken by people like the Russians as ultimately a bluff. I don't think they really believe that the Russians mean what they say when they announce makes decisions of this kind. I think that is a terrible mistake. I think that is an extremely dangerous mistake. But unfortunately, it is a kind of mistake that is very consistent with the sort of mistakes the United States has been making.
Thank you so much for being with us. Alexander Mercuris, editor-in-chief of theduran.com, out of London.